Chapter 7. On the day that Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and sanctified it, together with all its furnishings, the altar, and all its utensils. When he had anointed and sanctified these things, the chieftains of Israel, the heads of their paternal houses, made an offering. These chieftains of the tribes, who presided over the registration, brought before Jehovah their offering of 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 chieftains and a bull for each one, and they presented them before the tabernacle. Jehovah said to Moses, "Accept these things from them, as they will be used for the service of the tent of meeting, and you should give them to the Levites, to each one, as needed for his duties." So Moses accepted the wagons and the cattle and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to what was needed for their duties. And he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to what was needed for their duties, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because their duties involved the service of the holy place, and they carried the holy things on their shoulders. Now the chieftains made their presentation at the inauguration of the altar, on the day it was anointed. When the chieftains presented their offering before the altar, Jehovah said to Moses, "One chieftain each day, on successive days, will present his offering for the inauguration of the altar. The one who presented his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs each a year old. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, the chieftain of Issachar, made a presentation. He presented as his offering 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs each a year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, the chieftain for the sons of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs each a year old. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, the chieftain for the sons of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, the chieftain for the sons of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, the chieftain for the sons of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Duel, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Duel. On the seventh day, the chieftain for the sons of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, the chieftain for the sons of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazah, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazah. On the ninth day, the chieftain for the sons of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, the chieftain for the sons of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai, made his offering of 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day, the chieftain for the sons of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, made his offering of one silver dish weighing 130 shekels and one silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, two cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, the chieftain for the sons of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan, made his offering of one silver dish weighing 130 shekels and one silver bowl weighing 70 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one gold cup weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one young goat for a sin offering, and for a communion sacrifice, two cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs, each a year old. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the inauguration offering of the altar from the chieftains of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold cups, each silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl weighing 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels amounting to 2,400 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place. The 12 gold cups full of incense each weighed 10 shekels by the standard shekel of the holy place. All the gold of the cups amounting to 120 shekels. All the cattle for the burnt offering were 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 male lambs each a year old and their grain offerings, and 12 young goats for a sin offering. And all the cattle of the communion sacrifice amounted to 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 male lambs, each a year old. This was the inauguration offering of the altar after it was anointed. Whenever Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with God, he would hear the voice conversing with him from above the cover of the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubs, and God would speak to him.